Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. And sitting in for Dave Dickey with our pre-opening report, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to be mostly steady. There are some weaker tones, though, seen as well as wholesale pork prices fell sharply again yesterday. The pork cutout value was down $1.25 per hundredweight to $71.46, and for the week so far has lost $2.94, or nearly 4%. In Peoria, the call is steady with a top price of 47. The early call, they say, is steady because demand was better yesterday, so they say some plants may still need a few more hogs. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, August 2nd, or August 1st, rather, negotiated swine purchases were $12,267. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 60 even to 74 even. The weighted average was 68.39. That was up 40 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 47.50 to 59 even. The weighted average was 56.19. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $10,181. The base price range was 61 even to 77 even. The weighted average was 71.68, down 6 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 46.13 to 58 even. The weighted average was 54.42.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In a minute, we'll take a look at how overnight trading went on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden of AgriView and Morton. First of all, a look at our growing areas weather. Here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, we do have some changes in the forecast, and I've been referring to them this morning, that the computer models, the European and the global forecast system, both wetter than they were yesterday for portions of the U.S. Midwest. As far as yesterday, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred from Kansas to Minnesota. Rainfall ranged widely from just a few hundredths of an inch to, with a third of an inch being common. But a few locations, including Columbus and Falls City, Nebraska, picked up more than three-quarters of an inch up to over an inch. Dry weather occurred elsewhere in high temperatures, mostly 80s and lower 90s. Lows this morning dipped into the 50s in the far northwestern Corn Belt where the cold front has already passed through. Elsewhere, lows were in the 60s and 70s. Again, the general theme of the forecast for today remains unchanged, but as we get into the weekend, the two big models that we have to for guidance over the weekend are both a little bit wetter than they were yesterday. A number of timing changes illustrated with the cold front slowing down a little bit and moisture being picked up from the southwest, and that could bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rainfall to the area over the weekend. Does look like the advertised weather pattern should be favorable for crop development in much of the Midwest, but it is August. Warm temperatures will make it more difficult for net increases in soil moistures to last more than a couple days at a time. And especially if once this rain goes through over the weekend, we get into a very warm and dry spell. And it does look like very warm is definitely in the picture, as forecast highs for next week will be widespread in the low to middle 90s across the Corn Belt. As far as precipitation, still questionable. It does look like we will start to see some of the more scattered afternoon thunderstorms with locally heavy amounts and a lot of places missing out on precipitation. And the Delta in the southeast, an isolated shower brought more than an inch of rain to Jackson, Tennessee yesterday. Interior western Mississippi and northeastern Louisiana picked up about a third of an inch, but rainfall coverage was only 20%. Southeast only received about 15% rainfall coverage, with amounts ranging between a quarter inch to just over an inch. The wettest areas were in southeastern Mississippi, southwest Alabama, and the eastern half of the Florida Panhandle, as well as northwestern Georgia. The Delta and much of the southeast will experience net drying during the next 2 weeks. The only area to receive significant rainfall will run from northern Florida through southern Georgia and into the southern Carolina plains, where a weak disturbance will bring locally heavy rainfall to the region from today through Saturday. Random light showers are expected daily in the delta and the southeast during the next couple of weeks, but temperatures too warm, precipitation too light to counter the evaporative losses, and crop stress is expected to become significant from the northern delta to North Carolina, where subsoil moisture is limited. And speaking of subsoil moisture, taking a look at the latest drought monitor across the U.S., there has been some deterioration in the conditions across the Midwest in eastern Indiana, where last week we were just looking at a moderate to severe drought. It is now in a severe to extreme drought, and a wider area of Indiana is now classified as abnormally dry to a moderate drought, and that continues into southern Illinois, abnormally dry weather, that is, through the Mississippi River Basin up through northern Missouri. And still the upper Midwest, as far as the corn-soybean belt, the upper Midwest looks to be the worst-off area from eastern South Dakota across Minnesota and into the upper peninsula of Michigan. They are in a severe drought with very little relief on the way, and more hot, dry weather on the way. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. And Kansas City Board of Trade is where we'll start. September wheat in Kansas City opened last night, or overnight rather, at 6.33 and a half, up a penny. Last traded up 8 and a half cents. December opened at 6.48, up a quarter. Last trade up 8 and three quarters. March at 6.56, up 6. Last trade up 9. September wheat in Chicago opened at 6.38, up 2, last trade up 8 and a quarter. December, 6.57, up 1, last trade up 7 and a quarter. March wheat, 6.56, up 2 and 3 quarters on the open, last traded up 8 and a quarter. May, 6.30 and a quarter, up 3 quarters, last trade up 3 and 3 quarters. And July wheat for next year, 5.55, down a half penny, last traded up 4 and a half cents. September corn, rather, opened last night overnight at 324, up 5, last trade up 6. December, 342, up 6, last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. March corn, 353 and a half, up 2 and a quarter, last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. May, 362 and a quarter, up a half, last trade up 5 and a quarter. July corn, 374 and 3 quarters, up 3, last trade up 5 and a half. September of next year, 383 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters, last trade up 4 and 3 quarters. December oats opened overnight at 271, up 2, last trade up a half. August soybeans at 827 in the open overnight, opened up 1 and a quarter, last trade up 3 and 3 quarters. September 832, down a half, last trade up 7 and a half. November beans, 851 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter on the open, last traded up 7 and 3 quarters. January, 863, unchanged, last trade up 4 and 3 quarters. March, 4 and 3 quarters, up on the open at 879 and a half, last traded up 4 and 3 quarters. And the May beans at 886 and a half, up 3 and a half, last trade up 4 and a quarter. September bean meal at 218, up 4, or 218 even, up 40, last traded up 180. August bean oil, 37.45, up 16, last trade up 19. September oil, 37.63, up 6, last trade up 15. Joining us now to take a look at the market as we open this Thursday is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
We see the pretty healthy increases from overnight. A lot of that may be having to do with the F.C. Stone report that came yesterday?
I think so. After the close, F.C. Stone came out with 148 bushels on the corn estimate with a 12.6 billion bushel crop. That's much less than what the trade's been looking at. I thought last week the trade was looking at around 154 to 155. I think we're down about 151 and a half to 152 and a half right now. We saw awfully healthy export bookings, both for old and new crop, much above expectations. We're talking about something on the old crop, less than 35 million bushel, came in at 31.7, and new crop came in at 38.2. So way above expectations there. A lot of those bookings were for Asian buyers, our typical buyers, but I think they've come back into this market with this little dip in prices. We'll be up 8 to 10 cents on the corn at the open.
The same report also had the U.S. soybean crop at 2.681 billion, slightly above the USDA's current outlook, and but you still were looking at possibly a higher open on beans?
Yeah, I am based on solid export bookings. We'll be up 3 to 5 cents. It'll be some spillover buying. We do need to see November beans above 860 at the close today to continue to look like it could head higher. Wheat is going to be strong as well as the corn. We'll probably be up 8, maybe as much as 12 cents. Big sales on the export booking, 64 million bushel. Big ones to unknown destinations. Technically, wheat turned back higher yesterday.
And what's your outlook on the Merck?
At the Merck, we're going to be lower. I think we'll be down a quarter to maybe a buck in the hogs. We may see the back end of the cattle up just a hair, but primarily see some pressure there.
So once again, your calls on the commodity markets?
We'll see strong markets at the open on the corn up 8 to 10, wheat up 8, maybe as much as 12, soybeans 3 to 6 higher.
Thanks for your time, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Taking a look at a couple of the outside markets right now, the Dow Industrial Average is up to start the day, up about 41 points at 13,403. The NASDAQ is up 11 at 25,64. Price of crude oil in New York for September at $76.65, that's up 12 cents. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01.